You know, she send me a song. Well, Cindy, shall I see you in a minute? Send me a song. Two or three.
Turn. We are going to see.
I think Paul wrote one time about a bunch of people. He said, I believe you take off your right arm to help me. But we don't have those kind of people anymore. Morning. You know, I keep trying to tell you people what I do. You know, to preach every day and to preach to you, same people, and then out there, it's very difficult. Especially in this last generation, which we have yet fully grasped, have we? Because all things continue as they were. We've celebrated Christmas and had our New Year's resolutions, and you won't do nothing about the way you look at me. You won't. And I'm feeling that. And I don't like the word feeling, you know that. But that heaviness on how in the world do you get people ready for the coming of the Lord? Now, you all would like to tell me you're ready. But I don't get it. I just don't get it. And reading, we're drinking, we're buying, we're selling, we're marrying. I guarantee you, not a one of you young men, or even some of you older ones, if God would lift the restriction on marriage, you'd have one by tomorrow. Yeah, you would. Can you imagine that? Noah's day, and they knew not until the flood came and destroyed them all, even with Noah. You'd have thought when, after Noah preached for 100 years, they mocked him all that time, but all at once he got on a boat. You thought that would perk him up. Uh-oh, something's going on. But there's no sense me talking to you, because we just don't understand God. First of all, we don't believe in God. Our God is a God of our own choosing. You're living in the generation, the last one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And Satan's always trying to tell me I lie, but I don't lie.
No.
Oh, now you say no until I talk about you, then.
My God.
I don't lie.
No.
Have I ever lied? Sure. But when it comes down to my responsibility, no.
Glory to God.
See that?
Glory to God.
See, I hesitation?
Glory to God.
If I start talking about you, you'd be like, you're lying, you lied on me. The only one I know who knows about lying is the devil. So if you think I lied on you or say I lied on you, I wonder who told you that. Because God only speaks the truth. Now, that kind of reasoning, that don't go down with liars.
Amen.
But you folks just don't realize how close this is.
Oh, Jesus.
Father. I told you what I do on Saturdays. I usually, I think about 9 o'clock, I was still laying down. I got up and I got scriptures. Boy, they're so beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
I would to God.
Thank you, Lord.
That I can speak the things that God speaks to me in my moment of solitaire. And He quickens the spirit inside of me.
Yes.
And I said, boy, if I could just, I remember that doing this for years. I'd go somewhere and God would talk to me and say, I'd come in, want to try to convince you God's people and their minds. Far from them. Even though the Bible tells you what to do, we don't abide by it. Now, for instance, let's take this business of taking no thought for tomorrow. Well, that's all you folk do, is make plans for tomorrow. Sing me a song. Anybody out there that you understand God's mercy? Yes. Is what you were saying. Yes. Hey, Lord, His mercy. Why does He yet find fault? Now, my problem is, see, I can get scriptures and I can quote them and I read them, but people don't know the scriptures. And they want to sit there and act like they know it and then take that one. Why does he yet find fault? Why does he yet find fault? Well, first of all, one reason why he finds fault is because his intent is to present you false before his presence with exceeding joy. I'd like somebody to show me exceeding joy, please. You see, I was thinking as I was sitting at the house again, the Apostle Paul said, I went up to Jerusalem by revelation.
Hallelujah.
And when I said the word revelation, every last one of you should have jumped out of your seat.
Yes.
But what's that mean? What's that mean? And then I got to deal with this negative response from people who say, I'm saved. You see, if you don't make this a priority, this place that God gave you, if you don't, you see what God did with me? All these people out there yelling at me, screaming at me. I've been on this grounds for 3 years now. Oh, but I read this. Well, go read it again. All you Christians out there, call yourself Christians. What you read is charges.
Amen.
And the Bible said, who? There to lay any charge. Any charge. To the charge of God's elect. How much more does God have to show you that I am an elect prophet, a chosen one out of many? There are many false prophets, then God chose one. How dare any man talk like that? And it makes no difference how you folk. See, I've lived here with you, but you, yeah, we have to live with you too. Big deal. It's a real hard problem with me, ain't it?
Bless you, Jesus.
Tough.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We've all witnessed last year the terrible thing that's shaking up the entire world, a pandemic.
Amen.
We've all mentioned to you over and over again about way back in the 30s, the major prophet, the one who said, I got to leave now because there won't be two of us at the same time.
Amen.
I didn't know he said that. It's amazing how obscure the ministry of Brother Brennan has become. Almost like Jesus. Almost like Paul. And almost like me. That's nothing. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? All you that witness these things? Doesn't it mean anything at all to you? They had no effect on you at all, you that listen to me day after day, hour after hour. A woman wrote me this morning, I'd like to have some of your teachers. I said, I'm not a teacher.
Hallelujah.
They want to have teachers. You don't really want a God-sent teacher. Uh-huh. Good master. Lead teachers know that you are a teacher. See, you're not with me. See, all I do is start quoting a scripture now. Look at your response. Still won't respond. Well, I got to think that's true. Yeah. We teachers, we've been watching you teach. Well, he wasn't teaching. See, when they tried to teach him, they couldn't understand what he would say. See, teachers today, I'll tell you, that's what the world wants. That's what the church world wants. They want teachers having itching ears. Now, here's what I want you to teach about so I understand this. Boy, I'm doing this again to you people. We teachers would like to know that we know a teacher. You, Lord Jesus, you, Master Jesus, are a teacher sent from, come on, buddy, come on, come on, come on. We know there's no way teaching what you're teaching can be come from any place else but from God. We teachers recognize you as a teacher. And the Bible said this man was such a knowledgeable teacher that he didn't want to show the other teachers that he didn't understand that truth. So he came to Jesus by night so the other guys wouldn't see him. Now what I'm doing is I'm revealing. Wow. Revelation truth. And you still won't budge. You're so sitting in that seat. I pause for a moment, give you a chance, and you still you make known that. Hallelujah. Whited sepulchers. Got nice writing on the stone, but you represent a dead man.
Hallelujah.
Now, that whitest sepulcher is a scripture term. Did you know what it meant? I asked you. I just told you. A whitest sepulcher. It's a stone. When he came to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, roll that stone away. Here lies Lazarus. No way. Get that stone out of the way. Boy, oh boy. So slow. Quick to judge everything else.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Gloria.
What must I do to inherit? See, we know nothing about eternal life, sir. We know a whole lot about this life. I'm a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I study the minds. You think that these people have studied would come to know that there must be a God. With the knowledge that they come up with. Who in the world did this? Where is this master who made this heart to be? This engineer. the body of man. Where is he? Some fools don't even know that to understand the heart, God put it in their heart to do it. But there's fools that say, no, God, now. And so many of you are influenced by it. Don't you know you're in this world, but you are not of the world? It's a shame that we got to talk to this house like this. It's a shame. For 3 years, with pestilence raising all around, financial troubles on every side, storms raising all around, and here we are. About you in our classes at the university, because you always get a good crowd. You don't make them pay. You do all the paying. You pay them so much respect by sitting down and talking to them. Wow! Wish I could. What I would do if I could get your eyes to light up. Oh, the darkness in your eyes. And even move you.
Glory.
You stiff neck, hardness of heart, and impenitent. When's the last time you read that scripture? When did you take time to find out what impenitent means? Stands out by itself, doesn't it? It actually means a heart that repents. And he grieved him to his heart.
Hallelujah.
So he impented. And because he did that, he said, I made him, so I got to find some way to save him. I can't save him by works. That won't work. I must work the works of him that sent me. I work the works of work. I didn't save him. So I have to do a work of grace. Well, then, I've even told you before, you folk, with the charges over me, for me to preach like this.
Hallelujah.
The last time the priest came out here, they drove around 3 times. I didn't deal with them at first. Here we go again. I don't remember. See, and because I remember, boy, do I infuriate you. Which one of you could tell a story? After it went around twice, they can run around a third time. I was sitting in the dining hall. Boy, you folk, you just haven't sharpened your hearing, have you? Have you? When you sharpen your hearing, you'll have good remembrance. And you'll only remember things that are good to remember. Oh, you folk remember loud things, don't you? Do you remember where you fell from? Grateful. You're the one I got, right?
Yes.
I called Brother Brown, he gave me a card. Because I was concerned about these guys driving around, and my brother, Terry and Edward. So I jumped. Would you have go running looking for the cops when they're looking for you? My brother, are you mocking? I sure do. Yeah, that look on your face, you're going to mock it again.
Yes,
it shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Not at all.
Yes.
Should have looked in the mirror today and got a good picture of yourself and then don't forget what you was. Which one of you sisters walk away from the mirror not content?
Yes.
You make sure you get every hair in place?
Yes.
Even as ugly as you are.
Amen.
And they made light of it. And when the king heard about it, he wasn't angry. He used a word that we hardly ever use at all. He was wrong. How dare they do that? How dare they?
Amen.
How dare they talk back to him? How dare they do that?
Okay. Hallelujah.
You're going to need somebody to deliver you.
Yes.
In the day of God's wrath.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Now, we all know, and I heard you quote it for years, nobody knows the enemy. We are not appointed to God's wrath.
Amen.
Boy, that all. But the wrath of the Lamb now. I see, nobody else teaches you this. Nobody. The wrath of the Lamb.
Amen.
The sweet little lamb?
Yeah.
The Lamb of God?
Amen.
What's he going to do? He told you. So he's going to take vengeance?
Hallelujah.
On all them that don't know God. Because they did not obey the gospel.
Hallelujah.
What does that mean? What does it mean, obey the gospel? Huh? The scripture says, and many of the priests were obedient to the faith. What does that mean? What does that mean, all you wise guys? You obey the flesh a long time to fulfill the lust thereof. See? I mean, you please tell me what caused that lapse in your... Will you please tell me so I can maybe water it down a little bit or make it more acceptable?
Okay.
Tell me, come on.
Oh, Jesus. My Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I told you dozens of times, hundreds of times, there's not a sin big enough or great enough to send your soul to hell. Adultery, murder, fornication, lying, cheating. Fill them up all you want to. It's not a sin. You're not going to go to hell for sin. You're going to go to hell because you wouldn't believe on Jesus Christ. This is a generation of liars.
Yes.
Lord, I believe. Well, Brother Brennan had a good question, didn't he?
Okay.
How in the world can y'all can't believe for divine healing? How are you going to believe in a rapture? See, and the only person on these grounds that could actually measure up to that is this guy. I've never been to a doctor.
All right.
And don't intend to go.
Amen.
We have gone, some of you have gone to that because of our world system.
Right.
But one of these days, they might put you in jail if you don't go.
Amen.
Or send you to a mental hospital.
They will.
How's your faith?
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Some of you shall be put in prison.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
You know, we witnessed on this place a sudden destruction.
Yes.
Well, what are you talking about? Talk about this morning when I sleep in my bed.
Yes.
And my door was kicked down.
Yes.
Three or four men come running through the door. What kind of guns were they carrying, Terry?
M16.
M16s?
Yes, sir.
Were they loaded?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you damn folk! Hey! Hello! Hey! How privileged you were to see it. How privileged those that stood at the cross weeping and crying. They saw it! They saw Jesus! God, I said, boy, we are so locked in. We are so locked in. Faith, prayer is the key. We're so locked in. Prayer is the key. And then faith. He will break the lock, and we won't be locked in. Well, I've always sat that way in church. All things is here, form of God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's amazing how the pandemic even challenged churches that have never touched guys like Joel Osteen or Kenneth Copeland.
Amen.
Now, the one guy that had some sense about him out there in California who was siding up with Mr. Trump.
Okay.
He defied him. So I said, find him. Hey, Mr. Trump, why do you have your buddy out? Who are you talking about? What's his name?
John McCarthy.
And what's the one in Texas? Oh, somebody said his name. Shame on you, preachers! Well, Trump is going to save America. Why the hell would any preacher turn from the Savior?
Amen.
They must not know who the Savior is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then when I talk like this, they think I'm against Trump. I'm not against Trump. I'm not against what's going on now. I'm not opposed to it. May God keep us from it or help us to go through it. But we're not going to resist it. You have not yet resisted. We're not going to resist what God's doing. No. Because we have got to the blood. Somebody. What can wash? Now, if you don't know how to sing that song, get out of the list and part list rid of your sins. And find somebody who said they love you and see if they don't use your sin against you. Amen. Trying to get you to condemn yourself. Amen. I'm not going to do that. No. Yeah. Well, you ain't, come on. I told you for some of the sins I committed, and then I even say this. I walked in this hall right here. When I called everybody in this gym, get out! Get out! Now! Find ones. And Sister Burgess, you weren't even here. So I sent for you. You and your husband both.
Yes.
Had you sit right here.
Right.
And I told you what I had done with your daughter.
Right.
And both you and Burgess cried and said, we forgive you. Hey, Burgess, I'll forgive you.
Christ.
No argument. No argument, Burgess. No, we're not going to argue about it. From heaven about you being forgiven. How? He forgave me? That's how I know. I wish somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody will get all excited. I can't live this kind of life, your buddy says. You heard from him? Good. Don't even know him. See, I keep telling you folks this. You better start listening to me. Many of you have had Jesus tell you, get from me. I don't know you. What you're doing now, I don't know you. And he's done that in the hope that you go somewhere and get things right. Now he can come back. And if you come back after you get it right, now he'll know you. And you'll know him! Glory! And that prodigal son came back, and the father knew. Somebody wants 15 goats and a cow. Now, you going to help me out figure out what we should charge them?
Yeah.
How much?
We're thinking 300 for two of them. For two.
He wants 15.
Oh, I don't know. 15. I didn't figure that out.
Edward.
Depends on what size they are. Might be pregnant.
See, you guys ain't going to help me out. I guess I just have to console him, thy bookkeeper. He got got a book, you know. July 7th. You ready to go?
Yeah.
You gonna leave early in the morning?
Yeah.
How early? Before breakfast?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Oh, by that time, you'll be down by the time we get back. You ready to go, Jerry? See, and again, you're sitting there trying to figure out what to work on. The man wants to buy, I don't know what you call it, piece of equipment. That I walked out back and said, come on, we don't need this stuff here. And if you junk it, you're not going to get nothing.
Amen.
And just clutter up our field with a bunch of stuff we'll never use. And I didn't even go to the brother and said, it's all right with you. And I didn't. I went to the center and got to take a picture of that stuff. All right. I'm getting tired of this, folk. I really am. Anytime I start switching just a little bit, still on the same subject, deal with man. Deal with what I have. And boy, you people. What is man? The ox knows his creator. The old jackass knows him. But man?
Hallelujah.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now, that was one of the first things I dealt with as a young preacher. Who's he talking to when he said, let us? Most everybody said he was talking to the angel. And that's who he was talking to. He wasn't talking to himself. There was a war in heaven. Satan and his angels, Satan, Lucifer, and his angels. God, they don't know the book. We can do it, this people. This hard and stubborn, unrepentant, Revelation. Let us. Who's the us? See, God, when he does something and things go a little confusing, he makes it right.
Yes.
See, he talked to the angels that did not fall to try to help them understand that he's going to replace them. Michael and Gabriel fought, boy, that old Lucifer, trying to bring him in line. He wouldn't be in line. So Jesus said, I cast him out of heaven. I saw him fall like lightning. See, you don't know the scripture. That's why you're doing that. Oh, you probably read it, but do you know it? I'm the only man that told you that God made a man. He's going to save a man to replace one of the fallen angels. I told you when he finally pulled you out of the mess, he brought the devil that you're going to replace. devil said, oh, yeah, let me at him. And God said, okay, but when you get done, go now. He still won't do it. Thou may be thus. You make them so they shout real easy. Me, I can't shout at all. Why'd you make me fat? And then have a preacher say, no fat people go into the kingdom. And I tried to tell you how. Finally got the answer for that. Because here, big old fatty and big old, two big old fatties over here. And one over there getting a little fat. And God's not going to take back what he said. It's a sin to be fat. A terrible sin of neglect. And yeah, it is. Then she got this old fatty over here. She got so smart, she could tell me she could whip me in basketball. I said, was that me? And she said, oh, with my shooting. You dummy. You'd never get a shot off. Go on, take a shot at me. You see, I was a scientifically type basketball player. I knew I played against a lot of guys that were physically stronger. But they weren't as smart. And by the time they found out how smart I was, I had them beat. The old devil, he's wise. But when he finds out how much wisdom I got him beat. I got him beat. And he that win his soul, how would you like to lose his fault for your soul? Oh, spiritual Livy showed up here. She was so smart. Don't do that, Livy. Come on, do better with that face. Amen. That's what she's always done. She's always pretty calm. Yeah. I dealt with her. How many years did we do? And I told you when. Yes, I did. She lived up in New Jersey. And she kept hearing me say, get out of the city. So she got out of the city, came to North Carolina. And I told her then. Because she wasn't letting me out, she got out of the city. I mean, you didn't go far enough. The hope for physical survival in this last time for God. Visible living church is here in South Carolina. Not Alabama.
No.
Not Louisiana.
No.
Not New Orleans. That's some of the best things I ever had in New Orleans. In fact, that woman called from down there the other day. She wouldn't identify herself, but I know her voice. Anybody know her name? Hey, Linda! Go to hell, Linda! You're not listening this morning, are you, Linda?
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless
thy name, oh God. How in the world a guy get by with that?
Oh, bless you.
I know her voice. She wouldn't identify this last time, but I knew her voice. She wants to tell me who the Antichrist is. Ain't nobody going to tell me. It will be revealed, not told. Not told, revealed. There'll be a little voice inside of you. How important is that event? How important is that event of the revelation of the man of sin. Little children, you know it's time for it, but do you know who he is?
No.
Well, you said, no, I didn't say who he was.
No.
Now, he could still be Mr. Trump. A long time I've used the presence of the United States. That's the prototypes of the Antichrist. Reagan was one. I think it was Reagan that sat down with Gorbachev, wasn't it? Huh? And they made a deal and sold out our nuclear power. See, you folks sit there like a bunch of damn deadheads. When we agreed to remove our intercontinental ballistic missiles, we had them placed out in the middle part of the United States, different locations, intercontinental. That means we could shoot from the center part of the United States over to Russia in less than an hour. And blow Moscow right up the net.
Hallelujah. Glory.
See, you folk won't admit, huh? You never gave much thought, did you? What they agreed to was to reduce the amount of nuclear weapons that he's... And if they reduce it down to one, that still would be... They want them bombs. They want them bombs over New York. Pow! The whole city. Come on, Dave. Smile a little bit. Or do something besides sitting like you don't. What the best himself to know. And what we did was we agreed to reduce our number of missile heads, and they were reduced enough.
Hallelujah.
But see, we already had almost twice as many. But the remarkable thing about it was that our missile silos were in the Midwest. Today they're all shut down. There's no missiles in them. And in order to implement that, we had to agree for them to respect us as we took them apart. So they sent Russian to help us dismantle those things. And we sent over there. But the Russians are smartest. They let us take something that they didn't care. Never mind, you're going to sit right in front of me again, aren't you? Just sit right there with your eyes glassed over. It was during that little conference that Mr. Reagan and where God spoke to me in the book of Daniel. Told me exactly what they're doing. And I can tell you now that all these negotiations with North Korea, with Iran, with Germany, all of them, they sit down to negotiate. And they speak lies. Now, we'll do this if you do that. You do that, we'll do this. And they do what is known in the theological world as a compromise.
Yes, Lord.
I thought Christians would understand compromise.
Hallelujah.
A common promise. How do you like that?
Hallelujah.
Compromise.
Yes, Lord.
Church would like to compromise with God. They'd like to condemn everybody else's sin, but they got one over there.
Amen.
And God said, let us make man in our image. He should be like the angel. That's why I tell you, there'll be no male or female. Isn't that something like that? You won't be able to use your pee-pee no more. When we get to heaven, whose wife is she going to be? What good is it? There's no male or female in heaven. There's no black or white angel. We're going to be like him. He's not black. He's not white. Let us make man in our own image. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. So God created man. In his, well, I don't know where man come from.
Glory.
I thought if I preach this morning, I might get you folks so excited you couldn't sit still. It's not working. It's not working. Oh, you're so comfortable. Long time me to cry out the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Now Gideon, why in the world did you have to put your name on that thing? Well, look, like, well, he's a mighty man of valor. Hiding?
Glory.
Hiding it to,
glory.
From his enemy?
Yeah.
Hey, boy! Mighty man of valor.
Glory.
Who, me? Yeah. When he finally figured out who was talking to me, wow, that was an angel of the Lord!
Yeah.
Is there anybody in this place? Can I find at least one who will lose your composure? Who will get beside yourself? Because much knowledge of Christ is making you mad. Much learning about God and Christ is making you mad. God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And he became God. Who is Christ? Where is he? So we are as God. God died. Oh, was that all across America for a while? That is the thing that brought about the song, God's Not Dead. Because there was a slogan that went across the day God died. God is dead. But the remnant cried out, no, he's not dead. He's still alive. He had no soul. Perfectly formed body, like in the mother's womb. But it has no soul.
Hallelujah.
Still got to get past this. Oh, brother, he's in favor of abortion. No, I'm not. But thank God, hundreds of thousands of these on one kids were never born. Not because God didn't know them before they were born. Because if God had known them, they'd have been born. And when you come along after you've been born, and you jump up and down, how much you know God, he said, I don't know you.
Glory! Glory! Glory!
Oh, Pat Robinson. Thank God I can't believe you didn't do it to you. I literally heard Pat Robinson say on one of his downloads, anybody believes that creation took place 6,000 years ago, says you're a fool. See, the devil doesn't like us to identify time. You know why? Because he knows he has but a short time. And you and I are letting him know every day. You ain't got much more time, Satan. Your time is running out. There'll be no compromise on time. Oh, but we're going to go to the moon. Or we're going to build a planet in Mars. Go ahead, you dumb devil. It's amazing how folk will believe science. And they won't believe God. And what would science be without God? Now God would be God without science. But science won't be science without God. I dare you. I dare you. Look at that boy. Nobody. Nobody. I dare you. I dare you. All right.
Never a man spake like this man.
Get up. Turn around.
Okay.
Say, y'all listen to me.
Y'all listen to me.
No.
Oh, y'all listen to Brother Stu.
No.
Well, never a man spake like this man.
Pretty good. No.
Never a man spoke
look
like
at
this.
Him. Say, y'all listen to me.
Y'all listen to Brother Stu.
No.
Never a man speak like
no, no, no. Look around. Say, y'all listen to me. No. I want to tell you something. No, tell them. Say, y'all listen to me.
Y'all listen to Brother Stu.
No, listen to me, because I want to tell you there's nobody.
There's none like Brother Stu.
I want them to hear you say that. So, y'all listen to me.
Y'all listen to me. Never a man speak like this man.
No, no. One step at a time. Y'all,
listen
to me.
To me, never a man speak like this man.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You gotta be convincing.
Okay, show me how.
Submission is good, isn't it? Yeah. I want them to listen to you. And I want you to get your attention. You know, listen to me, Brother Brown. There's nobody ever talks like that guy right there.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
What a meek fellow, huh? meek and lowly.
Praise God.
I saved them from the mouth of a liar. I saved them from the mouth of a liar.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I knew the man right off the bat is a liar. And I want him right off the bat. I said, he's not going to stay here. But now don't you plan on leaving with him? How long have you been here now?
4 years.
Oh. So you're going to tell me how much we sell the ghost for? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to sell them.
Yeah.
And if we can't sell them, we'll give them.
Okay.
Oh, I got a mind up. He wants 15 goats, right? Did you ask him how much he wants to pay? Now, again, we go right back to, you've been working with me for, how do I do this? How do I handle it? I said, tell us what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I want 15 or 20 goats. Well, how many? You want 20? How much you want to pay?
I asked him, but he didn't say.
Well, tell him how much you want to pay. Persistent as you are, if he gets smart like the other guy did, well thinks they're wiser, don't they? Oh, so you're of the world too, don't you? You think you're wiser, huh? The wise man built his house upon them. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock.
And the rains came tumbling down.
The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down
and the floods came up.
Oh, the rain came down and the floods came up. But the house on the rock stood firm. I can't believe you people don't know these things. Every time I look at you, Patia, I want to say, rip off that top and let's see you. Let's see him. Oh. look how quiet I get. Just bear yourself. You know, Sister Rose don't like when I talk about it, but, you know, she's going to shave me, and she'll shave over and over again. And I sit there. And every time she sits there, the Lord says to me, like a lamb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth, so just keep your mouth shut. See, as far as I'm concerned, I look good with a beard. But she wants me to look better. Right? It's just something that God gave me that I have to submit to. Submission. He learns obedience by the things. I can't reach him, God. I can't reach him. What? I know you said that, but I can't reach him. He said, but I can. My arm's not short. My arm's not short that I cannot say. My ear's not heavy that I cannot hear. Your iniquities and your sins have separated you far from me. And it makes no difference how far away I can still reach you. Somebody! Well, my Savior.
Reach down for me.
Oh, yes.
When you reach way down for me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Ay, ay, ay. People out there listening to us.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He didn't reach out for you. Boy, where he found me sometimes, I thought I could never be cleaned up. Then he put that word like fire in my bones, and a refining fire, and purifying. Glory be to God. What is man? What is man? That thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that you should visit him. What is man? Why did you make them? What was your intent? Well, I shall intend to save some, and others I don't intend to save.
Thank you.
Now, the ones I intend to save, I'll get to them. Because they won't pay no mind until they get in the position where they know that they need to be saved. After 30, 40 years of serving the Lord, and you got to raise your hands up and say, Jesus, save me. Well, you don't save me, Lord. I'm going to perish. That's all you got to do when you go home and talk to Burgess. Say, Burgess, I'm asking God to save me. I'm not asking God to save you, Burgess. That's your job. I want God to save me. No argument either.
Oh, God.
Yes! Boy, you don't like it, do you? Stop making excuses. I give you a little prayer to pray. Jesus!
Jesus!
Save me!
Save me!
And don't just stop there. Because if he don't save you, lest I perish! For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish. Save me! Lest I perish! What is man? Now, I already had a whole bunch of scriptures, but then before I walked out, God gave me another one.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
And so it is written.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The first man, Adam,
thank you, God,
was made a living soul.
Yes, God.
He breathed into Adam.
Yes.
He was laying there perfectly formed.
Yes.
There was no life in him.
Yes.
Just like the baby in the mother's womb, perfectly formed.
Yes.
Heart, mind, eyes, but no life in it.
Yes.
No life in it.
Yes.
Adam was laying there perfectly formed.
Yes.
But there was no life in it.
Yes.
Then God Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
Yes.
The last Adam, the last.
Yes,
the last.
The last.
Was made a quickening spirit. What is it? I don't think you have the Holy Ghost.
Glory!
How come? Because you don't quicken.
Glory! Glory!
Glory! Another groan?
Thank you. Thank you.
Having a tough time, aren't you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I'll be damned if I let you take these stories away from me. When I came back, I said, Mr. Coster, how's Mother LeGrone? She said, Brother Stair, I've lived around that woman for 40 years. She's a mean, ornery, ugly black woman. See, but ever since you left, she has asked me every single day, where is that white man? So I walked over next door to see her. She was sitting in a rocking chair, and she couldn't see too well. She had glaucoma, and she was sitting in a rocking chair on her porch, rocking. And I walked through the gate.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Boy, oh boy! You people must have great pleasure. A quickening spirit.
Hallelujah.
I walked through the gate, and I'm telling you, that woman was a mean old woman.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
When I walked through the gate, she hear the gate. She couldn't see. She said, "Who is you?"
I said,
I'm doing the best I can. Who is you? I stepped a little closer. I said, Mother Groan, it's Brother Stair. She jumped out of that rocking chair. Stumbled down them steps. You finish it. You finish it. And you never heard it, huh?
Yeah.
Satellite right down in New Zealand.
Yeah,
yeah, we listen right there. You finish it.
Hallelujah.
She ran and rubbed,
hugged you, and she said, I thought I'd never love a white man like this.
True. Yeah.
Come running down the steps. Hallelujah. Put them big old arms around me.
Yeah.
Tears streaming down her cheeks. She said, Lord, never thought I'd ever love a white man. I said, Mama, I'm not a white man. I'm a right man. Glory. I'm not going to hug just any woman or any man. I'm going to do what's right. Full believe God. He's going to do what's right. And he's going to cast billions into hell. What are you going to do? complain about him? When he cast your mom and daddy in hell? When God does not deal with anyone after the flesh. Mothers and daddies and sons and daughters are flesh. They're flesh. God don't deal with your mamas and daddies, your sons and daughters. And he won't deal with you as long as you're in the flesh. As long as you think like he won't deal with you. He just turn you over to Satan for the destruction of your flesh so your soul can be saved. Somebody! What about you? I marvel. Because a lot of times I can't hardly walk. But when I get up here, then I get quickened. You want a foot race? Oh, little goalkeeper. We got a lot of goats. Getting rid of 20 won't hurt us.
Thank you, Jesus.
What is man? Let us make man.
Hallelujah.
All right. In our own likeness. So he made man. But it wasn't long he fell from his likeness. So he found a way to redeem man. To save them from their sins. I told you he made man to sin. Because he was dealing with fallen angels who sinned. Why, you glorify sin. Yes, sure do. Put God in sin and he's glorified. He saves sinners. He's a friend of sinners. He redeems sinners. So what? So you can be a saint. You've been called to be a saint. Sinners have been called to be saints. Many are called, but only a few make it. As fast as they used to. I have to laugh at some of you fellas. You watch these guys running, you look at them. You gonna let him outrun you, brother? You gonna let him outrun you? Yeah, you. Boy, I got so much to talk about, but nobody's hearing. Just a few. Just a very few. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy. Now, I almost removed that word Timothy again, but maybe I'll keep it on. I might be able to reach him. My dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I remember to thee in my prayers, night and day. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt in your sister Burgess. And thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testament of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, not I'm not able, Lord, to work much. You know, I try to show you people, even when you're not around. I have a little chair that's sitting down there at the house. It's a reclining chair. And I sit in it, and I lean back, and it's very comfortable. But when I try to get out of that chair, I think what I used to do when I was younger.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're being chastised. I know what that means. Them whom he loves, he chases and scourges. He limits my ability. So I have to lean more on his ability. And now to him that is able to save unto the uttermost. Where in the world is that? Where's the uttermost? Uttermost is get you out of yourself and get you to him. Chuckle the way you folk respond to some of my instructions. I got you all confused about the chicken, didn't I, today? Well, do what you're doing, but don't leave the other one undone. Come on. We got a lot of chicken. Yeah, but Tate, they're looking at all looking at it. We got a lot of stoves. A lot of different ways to cook it.
Glory.
Yeah. Oh. Which one have I used that for? restrain at gnats and swallow camels. Why did you count this phone? You. Well, keep on doing it. Your count will come up. Praise the Lord in Japanese. That's pretty good. How many of you like to talk Japanese? When I first started preaching, one of the things that the old fellows told me was, be practical. In other words, teach things that people can do. Be practical. I can do all things. Be practical. Well, how are you going to do it? Just do it. What should we say on you do? Do it. I don't know why in the world we hear these stories. It just doesn't get past our damn minds. Jesus? Yes, woman? Now, talk with this too. Jesus never referred to his Mary as his mother. He always referred to her as woman until his dying day on the cross. Then he said, woman? Behold, there's your son. Son? Mother? Whoa! What is, how can you sit there? How can you do that? Boy, are you... Boy, that must have been something to her. He finally called her mother. Now, he didn't tell you to do that. He said, here's what you do. You say, Father! Father! Well, there must be a mother to have a father. Yes, you were mothered by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit brought you forth. You conceived by the Holy Spirit. Brought forth, and you'll grow in it. Once you become the son, it's no wonder you folk are so miserable. It's no wonder you. It's just no wonder. And we're so far from the reality of truth. Wherefore, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned, genuine faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Yeah, I understand faith. I seen your grandmother have it. Sister Bertha, you ain't getting too old to do that.
No. Thank you. Glory.
Look, there's no reason for any of you feeling condemned.
Amen.
So don't condemn yourself. I'm not condemning you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, boy. Oh, man. When I think what's coming, fearful sight. Fearful. Fearful sight. Men's hearts will fail them for fear.
Hallelujah. Glory.
not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me,
Amen.
The prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions for the gospel according to the power of God.
Amen.
Who has saved us?
Hallelujah.
Called us
for
the holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light. I can see it. Eternal life. Everlasting life. Immortal life. Through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day of judgment. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. Thou knowest that all they which are in Asia have turned away from me.
Yes.
But you, Timothy, let us make man.
Hallelujah.
The first man, Adam. Now we're coming to the last man.
Hallelujah!
There's the word last again. The last man, Adam, is going to be a quickening spirit. In a moment! In the quickening, trigger of an eye, quickening, quickening. Now you notice I didn't put out the phone number. And I did that on purpose, too. Because I'm not going to give no more place to these devils.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You call me a liar.
That's right.
Of course, takes one to know one, huh?
Yes.
If you were not of the truth, you would know when I speak truth.
Amen.
And I speak the truth in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I line up.
Amen.
Yeah, but you always pick on me. Yep. He's still picking on me.
Yes, Lord.
Now you call, write that man back and tell him, I want to know how much he wants to pay for 20 goats if you want some, or 15. And if you don't want to tell us, then we don't want to sell them. We are the head.
Amen.
Our goats are worth as much as any you pay.
Amen.
You won't find a herd like that.
Amen.
No, you will not.
Amen.
And if we made them pay what the market would demand, all you got to do is tell us what he wants to pay.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That's all you got to tell Jesus, what you want to pay.
I
surrender all here.
My Lord.
I just pay it all, Lord.
Oh,
I pay you my due respect.
Amen.
And you're going to get a bargain. He'll give you forgiveness, and he'll throw the Holy Ghost in for a bargain. He'll even give you a new garment, a garment of praise. He'll give you a pair of shoes so you can walk all over God's heaven. And better still, he'll give you a new heart. Joy. Song, right?
Bless. Thank you. Hallelujah.
We'll sing it.
Sing it.
And we'll shout it. Wherever we go. Hey, where are we going this morning? Anybody out there listening? Have we come to you? Have we reached you?
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
You can call.
Glory.
Phone sitting right here.
Amen.
843.
Yes, Lord.
538-1334. And this brother Soul is up in North Carolina. Can't call because they ain't got no phone. Hello. Yeah, I'm sure of that. Every person knows who called.
Amen.
Well, you do. You do, Sister Johnson. God bless you, too. That which is required of a steward. 15, 20 years ago, God delivered to her the message by this mouth. She then became a steward.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you a steward?
Yes.
Amen.
Has God entrusted you?
Yes, thank you, Father.
And the one thing.
True.
Can't do much of any other, you be faithful.
Yes.
Faith in your testimony.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The woman calls 4 or 5 times a day.
You
mean that?
Lord.
God bless you, mother. Over there in England, boy, they having a tough time over there. Hello.
God bless you, Brother Spirit.
That's Brother Ben.
Yes,
Now, Brother Ben is doing what he's done for many years. See? But the last, I didn't put him off. No, I didn't. Kind of hard to know what to do with him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Father.
What are you going to do with these people, Lord? Well, I got to find out through the elect. Hello?
Sister Burgess,
St. College Park. Yes, yeah, Sister Burgess. Borges.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that offering.
Thank you. You're welcome, Brother Stan.
Okay.
I hear my name in the background.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I do that all the time. Well, you call too.
I know. But they're old and don't do the right thing. You right?
Are you old?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
74.
I got you by 10 years.
Yes, sir. But I'm catching up with you.
You
can
get here.
Read from me, Brother.
All right, Mama. Take care. Sister Borges. See, these are people that got themselves entangled when they were young. Can't leave their husbands.
Hallelujah.
And their husbands don't fight them. Uh-oh. You know, you folk, if you would just listen to me, I know the way your minds think. And you're always scared to death, huh? Afraid of my jealousy. I know it's a man.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. Say the phone number, if you're still out there, 843-538-1334. This pandemic is not over. Mr. Trump is not out of office yet. He's still pulling shenanigans even today. Down in Georgia again. You got to remember, little children, you know Antichrist must come. Even now are there many telltale signs. Are there many antichrists? That's to divert your attention from the one. Hello? And you are going to go to hell. He that sits on a circle of the earth shall laugh and have them in derision. Well, I called out here and he don't pay no attention to me. What a joke.
Hallelujah.
That was key, that one. See, I'm telling you. You, the whole world's listening to the devil. But they can't get none of God's people to listen to him. That's why I call the bluff on these so-called evangelical preachers. If that's not a type of the very elect, who is?
Amen.
And if it were possible, it would deceive even the very elect.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if they don't listen to me, they're going to be deceived. You hear that, Steve? It doesn't say who said will not hear you. It says who will not hear that prophet. The one that you identify every time you call. That prophet. That prophet. Not just any prophet. That prophet. That prophet.
Glory! Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
And I get those brothers over to take that piece of equipment back, or over to them. I can't believe you folk, you act like you don't know nothing about this either. What are you going to say next? And then I tell you, I didn't, all I said to Phil is, you get in touch with the man? Yeah. That's all I said to him. Boy, I do everything right in the open. Jim. When he told me what that man said to him, because all Phil was told to do was tell the man we will bring him the piece of equipment. Because the man said, I wouldn't buy a dog from y'all. You deceitful workers, you don't tell the truth. Preacher. So we're going to let him know he didn't tell the truth. How many good things has God given you when you weren't telling the truth?
Amen.
Where he leads me, I will follow. How about that last one? I'll go with him through the judgment. On what condition? The condition is suffering.
Yeah.
My brother's not doing me wrong. Right. We'll suffer it. Suffer it. Yeah. You poor people. You act like I'm talking in Greek or something, y'all. My brother Jackie, he's not here because he's in bad shape. And he particularly don't want to come over here on Saturday because he goes to the dining hall and whatever he eats, he says, makes him sick. So he... And he's pretty careful the way he talks to me.
He better be. Thank you, Jesus.
What he says is good, though. He talks about how close this is, about China and Cuba and the invasion that was spoken of by... I wonder where he first heard about Thudeman.
Thank you, Father.
We're very close, you know. There will be a war with Iran, no matter what kind of smoke screen they're putting up. Yeah, they're putting up a smoke screen. Diversion. That will be the fifth thunder. And the Pope will be involved in it. I read something that was really something. The guy was discussing the financial status of the world, corporations and incorporations. And he said they're all run by the Catholic Church. You never heard that before. First the bankers, then the Catholic Church. And the more money you have, the more they can control you, because they control the money. They gave up on me because I didn't have a billion. if we do get control, what are you going to get? A couple hundred thousand? So we're going to wait till we get to 10 million, then we're going to get them. we're going to stand so fast it won't get. You people, boy, what you are privy to. What you people are privy to. You are the ones he called his disciples. His elect. And he shall send forth his angels. And they shall gather together his elect. I said he cast his vote.
Glory.
I can't believe you people don't understand this. He said, don't you know I could call for a legion of angels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know who I am, Peter? Peter! Put up your sword, boy.
Amen.
Even now I can call for him. He could have done it on the cross. He could have done it before he went in the tomb. And then on the third day, he didn't have to call for the angels. They were there waiting for him to come out of the tomb. What are you guys doing? Angels, what are you doing? Seeking the living among the dead. He's alive. He's risen. And he said. As he said. As he said. So if I go away, I will come again. People just don't love truth. And because they receive not the love of the truth. If you suffer with me, you'll rather be as he said. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Said from heaven with a shout, with the voice, as he said, if I go away, I will come again, as he said. God said it. I believe it. That settled it. Say when they ask you what you're doing, you're settled. Somebody, somebody touched me. She came trembling. She said, "That was me." Yeah, you better work out your salvation with some trembling. And Felix trembled. Said, man, almost. Man, them words out of your mouth remind me about God. Said, I trembled. Said, almost. Almost. You persuade me. And old Paul, he said, sir, I would to God. You were not almost persuaded as I am, except Paul said, I go bound in the spirit. I go bound to the dining hall. I go bound to the tabernacle. because that I give, I am bound to give thanks. Woo! You see, what you have with Paul is a manifestation of the last man, Adam. Friend or foe?
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Brother Stan.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Brother Stan?
Can you hear me?
That's late. I'm doing my best.
Who is this? That's right, because you're not my brother and don't know you. Bye-bye. See, the devil is persistent, isn't he? Huh? I'm trying to tell you, see, he's a liar from the very beginning. Just plain old liar. There's no truth in him. Hello?
Please don't hang up on me. I just wanted to say I thought you wanted to meet with me.
No, you got that all. You really screwed up, aren't you? Why would I want to speak to you? please don't hang up. I thought you wanted to speak with me. Hell no!
That's right.
The devil and I, we have no conversation. We ain't got nothing to talk about. just keep on squirming around there, boy. See, my words will give life. You don't want words of life.
Hallelujah.
If I would say to him, God bless you, brother. You have life. You know what he'd call me? You know what he would call me? You don't know what that man would call me?
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Isn't this something? I got a bunch of links here, don't I?
My Lord!
You won't answer me. Wow. After all this morning, still sitting there? Why hast thou come to torment us before our time? I'm a tormentor. I torment these guys. Yeah, I do. You get tormented with my words? Hmm? Hello?
Brother Stair, God bless you. It's just a chance from Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah, what can we do for
Hello?
You? Yeah, we're here.
God bless you, Brother Stair. It's just a chance from Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay.
I love you.
A lot of folks tell me that.
I do. I love you, brother.
Lord bless you. See, I really haven't got too much to say to them. Because people were warned for years and years and years, do not entangle yourself. Go and get married. Then marry one who's a Muslim. The father of children. Now the government's not going to let her just do anything with that child. Now, you're so wise, what would you do with it? Hmm? See, and you won't answer me, but you'll talk behind my back with your damn judgments.
Amen.
What would you do with Ben? Ben sent me $100 again the other day. What else did he send?
Stamps.
Huh? Yeah, was there any money there? No, there wasn't no money there. I took the money. Boy, oh boy.
Glory.
Was there a letter there?
Yes.
Who wrote it?
You did.
I don't think you folk are ever going to wake up. You think you're really special that I should give you special treatment, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, you are, but you're going to get just what you deserve. You harden your heart, God's going to harden his. But I knew he was a hard God. You knew it? You really knew it?
Thank you, Father.
Then you should have known. You should have taken what I gave you and put it to usury.
Amen.
You don't know what usury is, huh? Use your faith. Use it. Even if it's a small measure. Use your faith. It's a gift from God. Use it. But faith, believing. If you don't believe, faith is in vain. You've got to believe. You got to believe in your brother and your sister and in your God and your father. And your... Oh my God, they don't know how to do it. Wrong side, aren't you? Stand over there. Poor sister Powell. Bless her heart. She's getting old. Yes, she is. And I don't know a thing about getting old. I don't know nothing about getting old. David said I was young.
Amen.
Now I can say the other part.
Amen.
Now I'm old.
Hallelujah.
And all them that never saw the righteous, that righteous God, that righteous Savior, that righteous Spirit. Now, even when I did wrong, the Spirit of God was right. Glory be to God. You all just get up and get the hell of you.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I should have put that girl in your house, where you're at. Where you're at. I remember one day I stepped out here, and there was sitting on my front steps a woman about 22 with a brand new baby. You people are really some folk. You really are. I run her off. How to pay her way back to where she came from, though she had no money. Now, does your husband know you're here? No. You just get up and come down with your little baby? Have any money? No. See, I try to tell you, but you don't believe me. It is really a miracle that you're here. You all know. And I've been warning you. God told me if I can't handle it, see, I can't handle that girl. I'm not letting her come. She got herself entangled too much. Oh, boy, I see some more folk entangled. Them thoughts, boy, aren't they something? You ever have your thoughts entangle you? Try to get rid of them and they just keep right there. There is no trial or temptation,
amen,
that has taken you,
yes,
but such as common,
hallelujah,
to man.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever you face, many others,
yes,
face
right,
the same
amen
thing.
Hallelujah.
But God,
amen,
who gave you faith,
amen,
he will be faithful.
Amen.
And though God slay me, to be faithful, you better stop this self-pity, people. I see it in your face all the time.
Thank
What do you got to pity yourself for?
That's right.
Just another one of those things, you pity yourself, you rob God of one of the great blessings. So I'll pity you. Don't pity yourself. I don't know why you don't buy that from me. When you try to justify yourself, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with justifying? Nothing. But when you justify yourself, you're robbing God of one of his greatest gifts. Justified freely, freely, freely. Knock it off. Can't believe I've quoted these words over and over and over again. And they're still trying to figure out how can he keep going like that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God.
I believe I gotta run on and see what the end's gonna be. Might have to stumble a few times and fall down the steps. Bruised my head. I'm glad you didn't see that one, Rose. You didn't see when I bumped my head. Not that time you didn't. You know what happened? I fell on steps and I bumped my head on stone steps. But I jumped up real quick and I didn't want to hit the ropes to see it. I think you wrote it this morning, didn't you? Yeah. I was getting better. Ooh. Lord bless you, folk. See, I keep telling you, this thing's going to fall. We ain't seen nothing yet. Mr. Trump is not out of office. And the United States may cease to be itself. So I take vengeance on such a nation? Mr. Trump's not the whole nation. This nation has produced Trump. This whole world is producing the Antichrist. And we're giving that to him. So you come out from among the world. And you know the sad part about that is you've seen a ministry that's done that.
Oh, yes.
God just kept me from it. And why'd you let me sin? So I could forgive you. If you never sinned, my forgiveness would be worthless. Too much is forgiven? Lord bless you.
His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now that doesn't sound like some secret slipping away. Now there are people who have been teaching, and it's erroneous, and I know a lot of you in this audience will think I'm stepping on you, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. You've got to destroy the Bible if you're going to go into some of this other stuff.